Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the World News. The headlines. UN Security Council holds emergency meeting to address Israel's decision to take control of Gaza City. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky stresses ahead of US-Russia meet, any peace settlement must ensure credible and long-term guarantees for his country to defend its sovereignty. More than 600 pilgrims hospitalized due to chlorine gas leak in Iraq. Negotiators from 184 countries gather in Geneva to make a strong global treaty to stop plastic pollution. And India's under-20 women's football team end 20 years wait to book their place in AFC under-20 Asian Cup 2026 in Yangon. The United Nations Security Council has convened an emergency meeting today to address Israel's decision to expand its military operations and take control of Gaza City, a move that has drawn sharp international criticism. The session, requested by several European members, focused on the worsening humanitarian crisis and the potential consequences for Gaza's 2 million residents and remaining hostages. We now go over to our West Asia correspondent Vinod Kumar for more on this. Vinod, what more do you have on this meeting?
The United Nations Security Council is holding an emergency session right now as we speak, and they adopted the resolution 2712 on Israeli-Palestinian crisis, which began on 7th October, with 12 members voting in favor, none against, and 3 abstentions, which includes Russia, United States, and the United Kingdom. This meeting was requested by European Council members like Denmark, France, Greece, and Slovenia, United Kingdom, and served as a platform for global concern over humanitarian implications of Israeli new military attacks. The background of this particular emergency session is that on last Friday, Israeli Security Cabinet approved Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's plans to seize the entire Gaza City, escalating this 22-month conflict in the region. This plan includes 2 months window until October 7th. October 7th is the 2 year of the Hamas attack in Israel for the civilians in Gaza City to evacuate before a ground offensive begins. Begins an aim at elimination of complete Hamas operation and seizing of the Gaza City. The opinion of the United States, United Nations Security Council has been a bit divided. Let me go into the position of European nations. Assistant Secretary General Senda said that the humanitarian situation in Gaza is very grave, and there has to be some concerted effort by the global community to avoid such a catastrophe in falling out. And Germany has also made a significant policy shift. Chancellor Friedrich Merz announced a suspension of military equipment exports to Israel that could be used in Gaza. The United States' position is pretty much important here.
Yeah.
But while directly not commenting on the new military plan, the U.S. maintained its position that primary responsibility of the conflict lies with Hamas and not with Israel.
Yes, we know.
The envoy emphasized the need to pressure Hamas to release all remaining hostages. The last to speak in this United Nations Security Council was Deputy Permanent Representative of Brett Jonathan Miller.
Yes.
He said something very important.
Yes, we know. Thanks.
Israel does not have complete plans to occupy Gaza, but to maintain a security position in Gaza Strip and establishment of a non-Israeli peaceful civil administration.
Yes, Vinod, thanks.
Developments from New York.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that input, Vinod. Ahead of the scheduled August 15th meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska, Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky has stressed on robust security guarantees. As Trump and Putin are meeting to discuss ending the war in Ukraine, Zelensky said any peace settlement must be fair. In a social media post on X, Zelensky also underscored the need for credible long-term guarantees to enable Ukraine to defend its sovereignty and territorial integrity. He warned the terms of peace must protect not only Ukraine but also the security of European nations. British police arrested more than 400 people in central London as supporters of a recently banned pro-Palestinian group intentionally flouted the law as part of their efforts to force the government to reconsider the ban on the group. The UK Parliament in early last month passed a law banning Palestine action and making it a crime to publicly support the organization. Former Chadian Prime Minister Sukesh Masra was sentenced to 20 years in prison by a criminal court in the capital N'Djamena. Charged criminal court found Masra guilty of inciting the public to hatred and hostility. Masra was arrested in May after a government probe alleged that he incited people to violence, which led to the death of 42 people in clashes in Mandakau village in the southwestern province of Logone Occidental. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the world news. More than 600 Shia pilgrims in Iraq have been briefly hospitalized with respiratory problems after inhaling chlorine as the result of a leak at a water treatment station, according to the authorities. The incident took place overnight on the route between the two Shia holy sites of Najaf and Karbala in the center and south of Iraq, respectively. In Geneva, negotiators from 184 countries gathered to make a strong global treaty to stop plastic pollution. The fifth session of the Intergovernmental Negotiating Committee, INC 5.2, is underway in Geneva to develop an internationally legally binding instrument on plastic pollution. The committee, which also includes a strong delegation of Pacific Small Island Developing States, PSIDS, is working on a high-ambition treaty that addresses the full life cycle of plastics. Some countries wanted faster meetings to finish the work. On the other hand, as per the media reports, many big industry lobbyists present there try to influence the talks.
As per the UN Trade and Development, in 2023, global plastic production reached 436 million metric tons, while trade in plastic surpassed $1.1 trillion, accounting for 5% of global merchandise trade. It said 75% of all plastic ever produced has become waste, much of which leaks into oceans and ecosystems. The study warned plastics are a serious danger to people and the planet. It said oceans and rivers are already full of plastic and the problem is getting worse every day. The study highlights this growing imbalance threatens public health, food systems, ecosystems, and long-term development, especially in small island and coastal nations. Tripti Srivastava for World News.
The reciprocal tariffs imposed by U.S. President Donald Trump may dampen slowly the U.S. stock markets and economy as well. According to reports of One World Outlook, reciprocal tariffs imposed by U.S. rarely trigger an immediate crisis, but over the time, they may squeeze consumers, warp markets, and invite retaliation. One World Outlook is a dynamic, student-driven knowledge portal where passionate minds from top-tier universities across the globe come together to share fresh perspectives and informed opinions. Pakistan has suffered losses of 127 crore rupees between April 24th and June 30th after closing its airspace to Indian aircraft. The figures were shared in Pakistan's National Assembly this week. Despite the losses, Pakistan's defense minister said national security takes priority. The airspace ban remains in effect till date. India's under-20 women's football team today booked their place at the AFC Under-20 Women's Asian Cup 2026 with a 1-0 win over host Myanmar in Yangon. Pooja's first half header proved decisive, ending a 20-year wait to book India's place at the Asian Cup. Hiromasa Urakawa, a 28-year-old Japanese boxer, died due to brain injury sustained during a fight in Tokyo. He was knocked out in the 8th round of his match against Yuji Saito on August 2nd and died yesterday. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. UN Security Council holds emergency meeting to address Israel's decision to take control of Gaza City. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky stresses ahead of US-Russia meet, any peace settlement must ensure credible and long-term guarantees for his country to defend its sovereignty. More than 600 pilgrims hospitalized due to chlorine gas leak in Iraq. Negotiators from 184 countries gather in Geneva to make a strong global treaty to stop plastic pollution. And India's under-20 women's football team end 20 years wait to book their place in AFC under-20 Asian Cup 2026 in Yangon. And that concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. Good night.